This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. Top stories first. Road accident at several places killed 4 people, leaving 9 others injured. 2 girls die after being drowned at a pool in Sarlai district. Inland Revenue Office in Nepalganj closes all services after its officer tested positive for coronavirus. And U.S. city of Seattle declares a riot following large demonstrations in its Capitol Hill neighborhood. Now the news in detail. 2 people who had sustained serious injuries in a road accident at Rapti Rura municipality of Dang have died. Spokesperson at District Police Office Dang, Sumit Khadka, informed that the injured Nissan Choudhury and Rajkumar Choudhury died in course of treatment. Nissan died in Butwal and Rajkumar died at Koholpur in course of the treatment. They had sustained injuries when a Scorpio car hit them at the Rapti Rura municipality yesterday evening. 3 others who had injured in the same incident are receiving treatment in local hospitals. 1 person died and another was injured in a road accident involving a truck at Makwanpur this morning. Police said Lakshmi Narayan Choudhury, who was riding the truck, was injured while his 20-year-old son Raj, traveling with him, died. The accident occurred at a place called Khanka in Manohari Municipality 9 of the district along the east-west highway. The truck fell some 30 feet below the road. The truck was carrying corn from Bara and heading towards Sitwan when the accident took place. Likewise, a person died in a road accident at Saina Maina of Rupandai this morning. Traffic Police Office Butwal informed that 40 years of old Hum Bahadur Gharti of Surgadwari municipality of Pyuthan died in the accident. Gharti, who was on a pickup van, had been hit by a truck. 5 others have been injured in the same accident. 2 girls have died after being drowned at a pool in Sarlai district. District Police Office Sarlai has identified the deceased as 13-year-old Anjali Kumari Mahato and 10-year-old Arati Kumari Mahato of Ishwarpur municipality. The police informed that their bodies were found being floating at the local pool. The police were carrying a search operation after receiving information about their disappearance. The girls were reportedly missing as they did not return home until late yesterday. We had gone for grazing goats. 1 more Nepali died due to coronavirus infection in the United Kingdom, taking the toll to 161 outside Nepal. According to non-resident Nepali Association Health Committee, the Nepali died last night. NRN Committee Coordinator Dr. Sanjeev Sapkota informed that a total of 31,150 Nepalese living in various 35 countries were infected by coronavirus, of which 29,243 have recovered. The recovery rate is more than 93%. New infections were reported last week in the UAE, Qatar, Kuwait and Saudi Arabia. Meanwhile, 34,830 Nepalese have been rescued and repatriated home. Nepalese stranded as a result of the pandemic and subsequent lockdown were rescued from 25 different countries at the joint initiative of the government, the diplomatic missions and the NRN committees. 2 people have gone missing after a tipper, an excavator and a tractor were buried in landslide near Nirghat of Baglung Municipality 1. Police Inspector at the District Police Office Deepak Rizal said the incident took place last night at around 8 p.m. when landslides buried a tractor, tipper and excavator. The tipper driver Nirmal Poon and tractor driver Roshan Nepali have gone missing while the excavator driver has come into contact. The drivers were involved in cleaning the debris of a landslide that had already occurred at the same place when another landslide buried them. Security personnel including Nepal Army Police and armed police force were mobilized at the site for rescue operation. However, it has not been possible due to continuous landslide and a difficult terrain. Inland Revenue Office in Nepalganj has been closed after an officer working there tested positive for the coronavirus. The office closed its all services, issuing a notice after the officer tested positive for the virus yesterday. The Inland Revenue Office has informed that the services has been halted for today as PCR tests of all the staff are underway and for the management of quarantine for them. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News Bulletin. Now some international updates. The United States city of Seattle has declared a riot following large demonstrations in its Capitol Hill neighborhood. Police have deployed flashbangs and pepper spray to try to clear a weeks-old occupied protest zone that stretches for several blocks. Police said via Twitter that they had made at least 11 arrests and were investigating possible explosive damage to the walls of the city's East Precinct police station on Saturday. Authorities said rocks, bottles and mortars were thrown at officers as they attempted to clear the area. One officer was hospitalized with a leg injury caused by an explosive. Earlier, authorities said protesters in Seattle broke through a fence where a youth detention facility was being built, with some people setting a fire and damaging a portable trailer. Thousands of protesters had initially gathered peacefully near downtown Seattle on Saturday in a show of solidarity with fellow demonstrators in Portland, Oregon, where tensions with federal law enforcement have boiled over during protests stemming from the May 25th killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Australia's Victoria state has recorded 10 deaths overnight for COVID-19, which is its highest daily toll amid a continuous surge in coronavirus cases. State Premier Daniel Andrews said the deaths included 7 men and 3 women. A man in his 40s became one of the youngest COVID-19 victims in Australia. There are 459 new cases and the 21st straight day of triple figure increases. The deaths brings Victoria's toll to 71 and Australia's national tally to 155. A total of 228 people are hospitalized in Victoria and 42 in intensive care. Australia has recorded more than 14,400 cases so far. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has placed the city of Kaesong near the border with South Korea under total lockdown over coronavirus concerns and declared a state of emergency to contain a potential outbreak. The Korean Central News Agency said the maximum emergency system was implemented after a person was found with suspected COVID-19 symptoms in the city. It said the person is a runaway who had fled to South Korea years ago before illegally crossing the border into the north early last week. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Road accidents at separate places killed 4 people, leaving 9 others injured. 2 girls died after being drowned at a pool in Sarlai district. Inland Revenue Office in Nepalgunj closes all services after its officer tested positive for coronavirus. And U.S. city of Seattle declares riot following large demonstrations in its Capitol Hill neighborhood. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. And next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and stay safe.